Listen carefully.
Holly, what first got you interested in writing?
Well, I was 11 and my mum gave me a diary and suggested I keep a daily record of my thoughts and feelings. By writing down my ideas and dreams, I was able to understand things more. I also realised that I loved to write. Sometimes I was so busy doing that that I forgot to do my homework projects. If it wasn't for that present, I wouldn't be a writer now.
So, tell me about your experience of nature.
I'll tell you about my first experience. I discovered a starfish at the beach. I couldn't believe it. I put it in a bucket of water and took it home. By the morning, it had died, and I realised what a terrible thing I'd done. I took it because I was curious, but I was also careless and didn't know the right way to enjoy nature. Now I know how to be curious but not actually damage nature.
What do you find so interesting about the natural world?
There's the beauty of it and the way animals change with their environment, like moving into cities to live. But more than anything, I'm fascinated by all the things we've still got to discover about nature. And the more we find out, the better chance we have of saving it.
How did you decide to write about trees?
I always choose subjects you can find in your own garden. Trees were my first topic because they're important to our environment, but most people don't pay much attention to them. Plants and vegetables came next because they're so useful. My next topic was insects. They're all around us.
And what do you hope your readers get from your books?
You'd expect me to say that I want kids to better understand nature from my books. Well, I do, but that's not the thing I'd like most. I want readers to learn how to see and experience, to use their senses, touch, sight, sound, taste, and smell. This is the first step for learning and growing. I want them to learn how to learn and make their own discoveries. Then, if they want to study more, they'll use their skills to help them research on their own.
Finally, Holly, what do you read when you're relaxing?
Well, maybe I should read the great fiction classics, but my real love is non-fiction. I wrote cookery books before I started writing about nature. For me, there's nothing better than reading field guides. They're books that you take out into the countryside with you, and they help you recognise the birds, animals, and plants that you see.
Well, thanks, Holly. And if you'd like to buy one of Holly's books...